It's Tuesday, May 26th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As of yesterday, Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued 13 pages of guidelines for churches that plan on holding in-person services. Attendance is supposed to be limited to 25% capacity of the building, or up to 100 attendees, whichever is lower. Doctors in Contra Costa County, California, report seeing more deaths by suicide than by COVID-19 over the last month. Dr. Michael DeBoisblanc of John Muir Medical Center told KABC-TV that he has seen a, quote, year's worth, end quote, of suicide attempts in the last 4 weeks.
The numbers that we've seen are sort of unprecedented. We've never seen numbers like this in such a short period of time.
After nearly 50 years of persecuting Christians in Sudan, the Sudanese Provisional Government announced they will be forming a, quote, Commission for Religious Freedom to address all issues related to religious freedom in order to affirm the principle of peaceful coexistence in the country, end quote. That's according to a recent Facebook entry. Tony Perkins, who chairs the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, expressed some optimism on the developments in Sudan. Perkins told CruxNow.com, quote, We understand that the country's challenges are deeply rooted, and we urge the leadership to move quickly to turn that optimism into tangible and meaningful reforms for all people across Sudan, such as acting to formally repeal Article 126 of the 1991 Penal Code, which outlaws apostasy, end quote. In the words of Psalm 37, Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. More bankruptcy filings following the COVID-19 crisis in the U.S. Hertz, the rental car agency, filed bankruptcy on Friday. Going into the shutdown, Hertz was touting $19 billion in debt. The company also owns Dollar and Thrifty rental car agencies. In addition, JCPenney and J.Crew department stores filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. According to OpenTable.com, in the 12 states where recovery has been most rapid, the number of diners on Saturday was still down by somewhere between 65 and 84%. OpenTable estimates that 25% of restaurants will not reopen after the COVID-19 crisis is over. Pew Research finds that confidence in media has dropped during this year, while confidence in medical scientists has increased among Americans. Confidence in media dropped from 55% to 48%, while confidence in medical scientists increased from 84% to 89% over the last few years, mostly among Democrats. But Jeremiah 17, verse 5 tells us, Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. A poll conducted last week by the Star Tribune in Minnesota found that 92% of Democrats have worn a mask over the last week, but only 53% of Republicans have done so. And finally, the Libertarian Party has selected its first female nominee for the 2020 presidential election. Her name? Jo Jorgensen. She has less name recognition than some of the party's previous candidates. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson took 3% of the popular vote in the 2016 elections, and Congressman Ron Paul ran on the 1988 ticket, gaining less than 1% of the vote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.